KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Hello. This devotional is titled, Oh Lord, When Will This Delay End in My Life? Authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Habakkuk 2 verse 3 King James Version. Previously, we started looking at the above scripture and we looked at the timing of God. Today, we will take a step forward by looking at the next phrase in that verse. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Will this delay ever end? This delay I am experiencing either in marriage or towards marriage, for childbirth or for a spouse, will it ever end? Well, I am a word stickler, and the word says, it shall speak and not lie. The delay you experience in your life will never be able to invalidate the word of God over your life. You see, there is something about stubbornly holding on to God's word over your life. When it says at the end, it doesn't mean it will be long or it will take many years. It is only telling you that the waiting time has an ending time. That delay in childbirth or towards marriage does not have a forever status. The vision you have for your marriage or family cannot be muted. At the end, it shall speak. Your vision has a voice and it cannot but speak. Every single person that has doubted your God and has mocked your faith and laughed at God's covenant over your life will hear that voice and they will thank God at the end. Your wedding will speak. Your marriage will be a testimony. At the end, it will speak. What is it going to speak? It will speak about God. People will see God in your marriage and home. The heathen will look at you and say, indeed, that the Lord has done these great things for you. People may look at you now and say things like, you're wasting your time serving God and that your vision will never come to pass. It is not the first time people will challenge God's vision, and God has an answer for such people. Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that he seeth is for many days to come, and he prophesieth of the times that are far off. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 12 verse 27 to 28 King James Version. That vision will speak, it will not be prolonged, it will not take a long time, and it will not lie. Did you see that? None of my words will be prolonged anymore. Are you fully persuaded? Forget about all the fears you've been having, because fear can incapacitate you from walking in God's fullness of blessings. Refuse to fear about some generational curses. Refuse the attacks of the devil in your mind that something is wrong with you. God never said that anything is wrong with you. If anything was wrong, God took care of it. So renew your mind. Don't settle for less from the devil. Stand your ground and refuse to compromise. Don't settle for an unbeliever because of desperation. Don't settle for a compromiser because of your age. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. There is a voice to your vision and it will speak. It will announce God's goodness in your life. And so I pray for you this morning. Whatever type of delay, for spouse or for the fruit of the womb, I terminate it in your life by God's anointing over this ministry. I am called of God for this ministry. I did not send myself. God sent me by reason of His grace and unction upon my head, by reason of the oil that flows from my head. I terminate every form of delay in your life and I add a voice to your vision. Let us speak in Jesus' name. Your wedding date will soon be announced. As long as the Lord liveth, your naming ceremony will hold soonest, and there will be sound of rejoicing. As God seated upon His throne, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Confession for the day. God's vision over my life will not be prolonged. Prayer for the day. Lord, this year, your vision for my life will speak. thoughts for the day. The vision, message, is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait, it's on its way. It will come right on time. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3, the Message translation. Action plan for the day. Write down plans for your wedding and childbirth. Thank you. God bless you. This devotional was read by Adebola Ayoade.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.